And then we have one more public communication, item 611.
Request of Fern Allen to address council regarding bringing dance to urban youth in schools.
Good morning.
All right, my name is Fern Allen. Thank you to the City Council and the Mayor for your time. I'd like to talk to you today about dance, and particularly teens and dance. I've seen the rash of gun violence lately. I know that it's a problem that's never too far from popping off in many parts of Portland throughout the years. I was actually at the last Thursday event recently, just a block away from the gunfire, and ran towards it because I was concerned my own son was there. He's 15 years old and grew up with the boys who were shot. Luckily for me, my son had wandered the other direction just minutes before and missed the gunfire that I heard as firecrackers right by my vending booth. That's just one very public instance of what is far too often a happenstance event, something that occurs and that we dismiss as gang violence, as if the teenagers and neighborhoods are less valuable or less terrorized because we have downgraded the terror as gang violence. I see in the restlessness of my son and his friends that there's a great need for fundamental free and low-cost offerings that foster self-respect, self-care, self-interest, and self-love. Through mandates such as Common Core and standardized testing, much of what we provide children and teens today are repetitive and multiple-choice learning models that do little to nothing to encourage the unique and gorgeous nature of each individual child. How can we mirror to these teens their brightness, their beauty, their own special creative spark? How can we provide a platform for them to find their inspiration? 4 years ago, I found dance. Not just any dance, but a dance gathering that I can best describe as free dance, though it has names such as sacred dance or ecstatic dance as well. I attend twice a week in different locations. Basically, a DJ plays music, and all of the people start to move freely or sit freely or stand freely or do head rolls or do anything they want. For an hour around, there's no instructions, other than that there's no talking on the dance floor. People are free to simply dance and move and listen to their bodies and listen to their own stories and tell their own stories through their bodies and dance. There is no one telling you what to do, how to move, what your story is. There are only people possibly witnessing your story as you tell it and sharing your story with you through dance. Everyone's allowed, and every story and every dance is welcome. I propose that this kind of dance can be offered in high schools and community centers specifically for teens as an intentional response to the recent rash of gun violence. Recently, you generously made Matt Dishman open to teens for the summer, and there are also classes offered. Free dance could be an amazing offering to teens there through the summer, and then it could be brought to high schools into the next school year. Basically, all that's needed is a paid location, sound equipment, and facilitators that could either be paid or volunteer. This is an easy type of teen event to set up in schools and community centers and make free or low-cost accessible to teens. The teens could help facilitate and participate in every part of dance, from the management of signing waivers to selecting and DJing music to leading the intention and, of course, all the dancing. This is the kind of teen community building that our neighborhoods and cities so desperately require after the kind of darkness we have faced together recently. Let's offer our kids something fun, free, and somewhere they can express themselves and get to know each other in a safe and positive environment. Thank you guys so much for your time and for your help governing this beautiful city.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for coming. You're actually really in the right place at the right time because under the program that the council is approving in our budget, the Parks Bureau is not only going to make Matt Dishman free for teens, but we also have 160 Saturday nights at four different community centers where we want to partner with groups in the community. So Commissioner Fritz and I keep developing this program gradually. I'd urge you to get in touch probably with Eileen Argentina, probably. Eileen Argentina.
Yeah, definitely.
In the Parks Bureau.
Okay.
And she can talk with you about that because we're actually looking for community-based nonprofits to put programming into those 160 nights. So you may be in the right place at the right time.
I did want to say that feel free to utilize myself or many of my dance colleagues for questions or internship, volunteer, or employment in putting together these programs. We have lots of people interested. So.
Two other ideas. Your child was a block from 20th and Alberta?
Yeah, myself and my son, yeah.
My daughter was at 20th and Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
She texted me as the shooting erupted, so my heart goes out to you.
Yeah, and I know you were right by. We were all right there.
Very nice.
Two other ideas just to that we'll follow up with you. One is that Sunday Parkways has a dance component in the parks. It's one of the most successful aspects. One of my favorite things where people, and it's led by parks, but doesn't necessarily have to be. And the other thing is the arts tax is now funding dance in schools.
Mm.
So I'll shoot you an email to find out if sacred dance, the dance that you're interested in, potentially fits in with any of the programs of arts in the schools.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your inspirational testimony and for volunteering to help provide this service to our youth and be part of it. So, yes, please contact Eileen Argentina in Parks.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. So did Mr. Beck...